We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, it's noon on Wednesday. Hump day. Halfway to the weekend. Congratulations! Way to go.
Masked man here.
You deserve a little treat for making it halfway to the weekend. We'll talk about Ronald Acuna, the article that he wrote, and the Braves in general coming up at 12:20, about 20 minutes from right now. His opening day is tomorrow. The back page with Bo at 12:40 as well, and an NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes from right now.
Shout out to my little man, Samson, 11 years old today.
Happy
man.
Birthday,
yeah,
Sammy.
My little man's
that's awesome.
11 years old, so yeah, he's excited. Actually, so what you want to do? I want to go to my favorite restaurant. Whatever you want to do, it's whatever you want to do, dog. So we're going to Golden Corral,
yes!
Baby. Yeah, man. going to Golden Corral.
Fine dining. Yeah, when you're 11, man. That's the best
dude,
it gets.
He's hyped, too.
It's the best
he's
it gets.
Hyped, cause he's hyped. Yeah, Golden Corral on the head. Like, yeah, man, whatever you want to do, dog. You want to go? You know, we try to. You sure you don't want to go
someplace better? No, okay, nope. Golden Corral.
Golden
Corral. Okay, good. There it is.
We'd be up in the house.
That's awesome,
yeah, man.
I love that.
Pretty funny.
That
man.
Probably was my favorite restaurant when I was 11 too, or Sizzler. one of the other. I don't know.
It didn't matter when we were growing up. If you got to go somewhere,
yeah, you're going out.
If you got to go anywhere out, it was good. It was.
I don't know, like, the first time I went to, like, what you would really call a nice restaurant. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
What would classify as a nice restaurant?
One that's not a chain, I guess.
Okay.
You know, like, what people think of as, like, really nice. Mm-hmm. You know, like, what rich people think of as really nice.
Okay.
You know, like, I don't know. Like, I had rich friends mm-hmm. a little bit every mm-hmm. once in a while growing up. And, like, you know, if you take your kid and his friend to dinner, mm-hmm. you're rich. Like, that's – sorry. If we had friends over, we definitely weren't going out.
Right,
you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
We might get some, like, oven pizzas or something like that. Maybe we would order or whatever.
Right.
But, like, if you have a friend over and you go to a restaurant in the first place, you're rich to mm-hmm. start with. But then they would, like, you know, I don't know. I grew up with some kids that had some parents that worked for Microsoft and stuff like that. We'd go to places that, like, I then would want to go back to as an adult. Uh-huh. I'd be like, dang. And they took all of us here?
Right.
They must have really been rich. I don't know. I don't remember the first time I really did that as an individual, though,
because
mm-hmm. I thought Red Lobster was about as fancy as it got.
I did too. That's what I'm saying. Like growing up, well, I mean,
there was one. It was called the Keg. The Keg is kind of like a Longhorn Steakhouse, uh-huh. but it was in the Northwest. I mean, I thought that was peak. I thought if you became a billionaire, you went to the Keg.
Dude, only reason we went to church because grandma was gonna take us to Quincy's. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the only reason we went. I mean, obviously we had to go, but like we would be ready for church, no problem. Because we knew after church, grandma was going to take us to Quincy.
Yeah.
All right. We automatically knew that. Grandma was going to go in that big old pocketbook and get, and you know, or in, you know, inside a dress bra and pay the Quincy man.
Yeah, you can pay.
But yeah, that was
doesn't
the
matter
thing,
if the money's soggy. They'll
like,
take it.
The first time I went to a really nice was when I first, you know, I had the funds to pay for it.
Yeah.
Dude, I was just like, it was the coolest thing ever. Like, I never knew how to, like, growing up, know how to order a steak. I just say cooked. You know, didn't realize there were different degrees of it.
Yeah.
You know, and then when I got around people who ate at different degrees and it was bloody like it was, I was like, hell no, I ain't eating that. But then you grow and mature a little bit when it comes to steaks and everything.
It's a little bit, I'm not trying to say it's the same thing, but it's a little bit like there was a bit on that in Ronald Acuna's article where he was like, yeah, when I moved here and I was playing minor league baseball and we had two options of food. There's mm-hmm. like a chicken place and a Chinese place. I would just listen to the person in front of me in line
yep.
and try to copy their order because
right.
I didn't know what to order. I was like, remember when you go to those restaurants with rich people
and, you look
and
around?
Be like, what did he say? He said, what did he say? Medium rare?
Yeah.
Okay, sure, I'll say that. I don't even
did
know
not,
what that means.
Yeah,
medium rare.
Yeah, man, didn't know nothing. Country ass.
You want anything to drink? Yeah, Merlot.
Yeah.
Merlot.
Yeah.
You got a house red? I can't tell the difference. I don't know what the difference is.
I don't.
Give me the second cheapest wine.
Dude.
So I don't feel like I'm going for the cheapest one, because that's what I am doing. I am looking at the price. Give me the second cheapest
one. But that's the thing.
Because then I'm fancy.
I was a rookie, went out to dinner with all the vets. We all went out and everything, and went to a restaurant down in Fort Lauderdale, and there was no price on the thing.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That's when you know you're in trouble.
But they took us. I took the receivers, the quarterbacks. They took us out. And so we at the restaurant, and so I was like, well, where's the menu? And the guy was like, no, they just basically just cook everything and they just bring it over here. Like, and all of that. Didn't know what the a la carte was and nothing like that. You know, and so they bring, so.
Just do it in different languages here?
Dude,
this is
it was
ridiculous.
Crazy. I was like,
can you imagine going to a restaurant with no prices on the menu as a kid? Like, oh, is it free?
Yeah,
great. Perfect.
Did not know. This is awesome. I was like, wow, there's no price. Yeah. There's nothing beside it.
Anyway, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, my dude.
That's awesome. He's going to absolutely kill it at Golden Corral tonight. Let's get to an NFL in the huddle.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go! Set!
NFL No Huddle, every day to kick off the noon hour. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. So, the Cowboys and Dak Prescott are reportedly, quote, on the same page.
Yeah.
But I guess on the same page, meaning that he'll be a free agent in 2025.
Well, I think the thing about it is this is something because they restructured a little bit. They took it down like maybe about $4 million, his cap number, to about 55. And so now they are looking at it as, I don't think Dak's going to be back. Now, the one thing that
doesn't
you always look
like
back at is what's the ramifications because of all the restructuring to his contracts. What is – because if he leaves, just like when Kirk Cousins left Minnesota, they you know, the $28 million, it's something going to be like that for Dak. I think it's, like, big. So when you say they're on the same page, he's probably talked to Todd France, his agent, and is like, we'll wait and see. Now, I wouldn't be shocked if Dak got a new contract this summer, you know, but at the same time, I look at it from where if they don't win this year, it might be – as old as Jerry ass is, they might have to start.
Yeah, maybe
over.
That's what it is. It's like, look, we've gotten as far as we can with this group.
Yep.
Dak's been really good in the regular season,
yep.
Especially last year, probably the best year he had.
Second team all pro.
Still lost in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
So maybe we need to go back to the drawing board. But, man, going back to the drawing board at quarterback is a tough game, as we've seen here in this city over the last couple of years. Speaking of that, here's Arthur Blank talking about free agency this offseason for the Falcons.
Well, we've had a great free agency. I think we accomplished what we wanted to. We had some very specific goals during free agency that we wanted to get through. I think we were able to do that. Obviously, draft coming up, we'll fill in some more holes. And we had a young competitive team this last year, but, you know, there's some things we had to do to get over that hump. And I think we put ourselves in a position to do that. Obviously, it's a competitive division, the competitive league. Every Sunday, you got to be your best. So we're happy about where we are, but we're looking forward to our schedule, looking forward to playing games.
Yeah, they got done what they set out to get done.
Hmm?
Kirk Cousins was goal number one, and they accomplished goal number one. Here's the checkbook. Upgrade the quarterback position.
Go get him.
That was awful, what we saw the last 2 years. Remember last offseason when he would just refer to Desmond Ridder as the quarterback?
Yep. But because we didn't know.
I think the quarterback's going to be okay. It's like, oh, that's not good. He doesn't even know his name.
No, we did not know. And for you to have to come out in right around this time last year.
And try to sell us on it.
Try to sell us on it?
You know, I think we feel pretty good about where we're at.
Yeah,
quarterback
we feel comfortable
wise.
With Dez. All right. Well see. Comfortable got your ass in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Being comfortable and not seeking up.
Cordarrelle Patterson, by the way.
Yeah. And
I
saw
–
and it was crazy because he signed right after all the kick return stuff. And
yeah.
People were talking about he signs. Because I said this he'll be a great – because of
– You said the rule change is perfect for him.
It's perfect for him. He's a one-cut, downhill guy that's going to break damn tackles. You know, this is – I mean, the one thing about whenever, you know, Andy, on when you have – doing a week of prep and everything, you had your special teams practice, and then, you know, after a game, you watch all the teams practicing there. This kickoff and kick return, like practice film, after a game, is going to show a lot of garden tool tendency. Yeah, the garden tool tendency. You know what I mean? Because it's man-on-man.
Yeah.
It's man-on-man blocking.
And they want returns.
Yes.
Like, this is going to be – action, which is good. Like, this is, to me, one of the first rule changes they've had in a while that actually is going to increase action.
Yeah.
Especially in the kick game.
Yeah, and then you look at it, it's going to be a situation where Tyreek Hill ain't returning no kickoffs, but he might hear in this one because of the fact that, say, you need a big play, you put your best player with the ball in his hands back there. You know, it's going to maybe give maybe running backs a little bit more.
Maybe gives them another wrinkle that they can get involved in. That'd be cool. If it leads to more fun, which it sounds like it probably will, I'm all for it. Here's Raheem Morris talking about going after Kirk Cousins this offseason.
You know, it's always hard to say you don't want to live with those rookie pains. Those rookie pains turn into Patrick Mahomes. Those rookie pains turn into some really good football players. So you never want to say that. But you always want to say, when you can go get an established guy that has gone through some of those bruises, those bumps, and actually got a chance to visually see it in D.C., I mean, you can't pass that up. You can't pass the opportunity, take an opportunity to go get that kind of a guy to add to your building.
Yeah, I mean, I go back to when we talked to him right after he got hired, right? We got a chance to interview Raheem before they signed anybody, before free agency started. And we asked him, how does your life change? How does it impact your life as the head coach? Whether you guys draft a quarterback and develop him or sign a veteran. And just sounded really excited about the possibility of having a veteran versus a rookie because he's done both, right? Like he's been parts of the Matt Ryan Falcons, the Matt Stafford Rams, and the Josh Freeman Bucks.
He was there with Kirk as a rookie.
And Kirk as a rookie, and RG3.
Yeah, he was there,
So he has multiple experiences on both sides of it. The veteran tends to work better.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
he's basing that on experience.
Because there's it's one less thing. As a head coach, you always worry about everything. Let me just say that. But it's one less thing that you have to be like, okay, when you got a guy who knows how to play the position, like Kirk Cousins knows how to play the position. Mm-hmm. He knows how to play the position of quarterback. And so now you're in a position where you can just worry about a lot of other things around. You know, because you got to put your trust in. Now, Kirk's going to have some – we're going to come in here on a Monday and Kirk's going to have a dumbass throw.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we know that.
Absolutely.
We know that. But it's all about how does that affect the game, meaning it where is the turnover? You know, what was the reasons behind it? Was it pressure? Was it all these different type things? But when you got a guy like Kirk that knows his offense, has had success in this offense, and, you know – is still playing at a relative high level because you're going to get top 8 to 10 quarterback play from Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. You are.
Yeah.
That's just what he is.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get the numbers. You're going to get the completion percentage, the touchdowns, all those things. That's what you're going to get. Now, that's when you look at and try to figure out the rest of your football team. They got a good football team where it is. Mm-hmm. They do. They got to get the passers. You understand it. We know they're the number 8th pick overall. You know, the number one thing is edge rush. And we're going to talk more and more about it because the two guys that seem like they're there, Dallas Turner and Jair Verse. 8 is, like, if this was any other draft with some good top-level outside pass rushers, would he be looked at as the number 8th overall pick?
I don't know. I mean, there hasn't been a great pass rush draft for a while.
Yeah.
You know, it's been, unfortunately, it's been the amount of time that the Falcons have had the 4th, the 8th, the 8th, and the 8th pick.
Correct.
And they haven't obviously gone edge rusher in the first round.
Is their corner good enough to be the 8th pick?
Who's the kid that Joe really likes that he talks about?
Toledo.
The kid out of Toledo. Yeah. Quinyon Mitchell, maybe. But it seems like the edge rusher probably is a little bit higher up on folks' boards. I don't know. I'll be honest with you, just from our perspective, like on Monday mornings coming in and talking about Cousins or a veteran in general, it's just such a better football conversation. Because with the last, especially last year, even when early in the year, remember, like Ritter would do something so boneheaded and be like, well, but you know what? It's experience, not with Cousins. Mm. Like, if he does something bad, it's just bad. And you can just analyze it for what it is.
Right.
It doesn't have to be sort of like layered with, well, but, you know, all the reps are important reps. Kirk's 35 years old.
35 damn years old.
He's played in the NFL for a long
Kirk
time.
Kirk has had thousands of reps.
Any mistake is just a mistake.
Right.
It's not also a silver lining because he'll learn from it. Mm-hmm. Now, he knew he wasn't supposed to do that.
Yeah, but he did.
He did it anyway. Yeah. And then we can talk about why. Of course, there's always context to whatever, a sack or an interception or something like that. But, yeah, it's just really going to be like football analysis and not babysitting a guy's conversation. That'll be a lot better. I'm looking forward to that. We'll come back. We'll talk about Ronald Acuna and his attempt to repeat as NL MVP. Great article that he wrote this morning in the Players Tribune. And opening day tomorrow. A lot of different Brave stuff coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now, here's another Andy and Randy listener.
Welcome back to the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. These two are good enough for television, but they look a lot better on radio.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. We'll get back into a couple of different Braves topics. Again, can't recommend going out and reading this Ronald Acuna Players Tribune article enough. Just really, really cool stuff. Really honest, open, tells you a bunch of different stories that you're definitely interested in as Braves fans, different instances of his career and how he felt during them and what he's looking forward to this year and all that kind of stuff. So definitely go out and read that. We'll talk about Ronald Acuna and the rest of the Braves in just a minute.
I saw this, and I think it was referring back to what we were talking about the NFL No Huddle about Dak and this contract thing. Could the stuff that's going on off the field, you know, with the whole extortion, the woman accusing him of something, could that – you think that could – because, I mean, Jim and Steven have said they're aware. Everybody knows about the accusations and everything. And I was just curious, maybe could that be a part of it?
I'm not that familiar with what it's going through, honestly. Yeah. But maybe. I mean, I wouldn't put anything by teams right now. Like, if you're already under contract, you're going to play next year.
Yeah.
And you're going through something like that.
Right.
What's the point of signing to a long-term contract
and not
now?
Not knowing.
We'll let it play out, both on the field and off the field. And if he plays great and they win and that other stuff goes away, then great. Here's a new contract. Just perfect illustration of, if you needed another one, that it's a business. Mm-hmm. Like, none of this is feel-good stuff. Mm-hmm. He's been there for a while. I'm sure they hope all the off-the-field stuff gets resolved correctly and all that. But, I mean, we got to have a quarterback who can play and win.
And he can do all that until they...
Until the playoffs.
Until the playoffs.
Yeah. So there you go.
Okay, there it is. I was just curious because it just
I don't know. I don't know. Again, not knowing very much. What is going on?
This woman's, accusing him of doing some bad stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, there's probably a pretty good chance that they're pumping the brakes a little bit on this.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I probably would too, though. I probably would too.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, no, I could see making that choice. One thing to talk about before we get into the Braves is, as this has just been, in one way or another, a part of the conversation for months now, but there's been big stories over the last couple of weeks as it relates to gambling and sports. The NCAA president, Charlie Baker, put out a statement earlier today talking about at least trying to get player props out of college football. Like, they realize with the gambling being legalized in state after state and people betting on college football, you're going to bet on the games. And I don't think they're trying to fight against that. But they're trying to get some of the player prop stuff off of there.
Right.
And they're not going to be able to. Like, that, I feel like the toothpaste is out of the tube on a lot of this stuff. But I at least have to say I understand where he's coming from.
Yeah, you want to understand where he's coming from because of the – because of what basically what happened with this kid in Toronto.
Yeah, Jontay Porter.
And it's become a situation. I know we've all heard stories of people going after these college kids.
Yes.
You know, because if you look at now, that was, I think it was a lot more prevalent back then when they didn't have the NIL. Because a lot of times when these kids did this stuff, it was for money. Mm-hmm. You know, they got money. A lot of them have money and everything like that. Not saying that that would stop them from doing it.
Hopefully it
but
would.
You're hopefully that it would. And you're talking about, you know, and I think we were having fun with it, but it's a serious thing when you talk about these people that are at these sports books and then they got this money riding on something and you mess up and then it's the threats. We talked about the head coach up in Cleveland.
Yeah, Bickerstaff.
About what happened with him and these folks knowing where his damn kids go to school and all this stuff.
Because I'll be honest with you, the thing that stood, the quote that stood out to me from that's bad. That's obviously awful. But one of the ones that really stood out to me just kind of made me kind of took me aback a little bit and made me pause and think a little bit about this was Tyrese Halliburton talking about it. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, like half the fans just view me as a prop, like literally a prop bet. Like they just look at me as whether or not I'm going to have over under this amount of points tonight. And if I don't, then I'm garbage to them. And it's like, damn, like that he's right. Like there's a lot of people that are just into it for it. And that's when we talk about it, it's more fun to have skin in the game. And you and I kind of laugh at that a little bit. It's like, well, isn't sports just fun anyway? Like, isn't it cool to just be a sports fan? I understand that side of it as well, gambling here and there. But, like, that's just when you kind of boil it down to the essence of that. And obviously, you got to try to not think about that. Mm-hmm. Halliburton's got to not think about it. But it's hard to not think about it when people in the stands are screaming that kind of stuff at you every single night. I also agree with Charlie Baker and the NCAA for attacking it that way, as opposed to attacking the maybe players would be more likely to be targeted and try to throw games or whatever, throw their own props like Jontay Porter did. He said what we're trying to avoid is what you're talking about is these guys being targets of that kind of stuff, like harassment for, oh, I didn't have enough catches or I didn't get over the yards I was supposed to or whatever. Like, you cost me money. Like, no, I didn't.
You
cost yourself money.
'Cause you bet.
By betting on this thing. Mm-hmm. But that's also expecting people to be logical and mildly intelligent, which they're not. I don't know. Like, I'm for the legalization of sports gambling.
Me too.
But I also think there are little examples like this. I don't even want to say little. I think there's examples like this and parts of the conversation that are certainly worth pausing for and having. It's not all just, if you don't agree with it, you're an idiot and all that kind of stuff. It's like, yeah, I'm for it. But I do think that there's stuff that needs to be considered and treated very seriously because it is really serious. At the end of the day, it's people, right? I know it's money and we have to get more and whatever you can do to get more is that's all that matters. And if it's going to mean more profits, then that's it, period. Like maybe there's more to it than that sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope. Everything's not as in your face as some people want it to be. You know, there's branches and there's peripherals and all those different things. Just like you said, I'm all for sports betting. I'm all for it. If you want to do it,
I'm for it. I can't say all for it because there's parts of it that I think are
But the thing about it is like, I understand that part what you're saying. What I'm saying all for it is that I'm all for people having the right to be able to make the decisions.
Exactly.
Do what you want. And that other aspect that you're talking about, you just can't control that. You can't control that right there.
Right.
And that's why I said, I don't know how he gets this passed because
That still goes into that same bowl of people
getting to do what they want to do.
Yeah,
but people want to be crazy as hell.
I know.
Which is bad as hell, which is a horrible thing.
The amount of things that are starting to be, and I don't think that this is what it is, but the amount of things that are starting to be chalked up to, well, I'm just a fan.
No.
You know, I bought my ticket. Mm-hmm. That doesn't give you the right to do all this stuff. Mm-mm. It doesn't give you carte blanche to be a jerk and abusive and overly drunk and all that kind of stuff. Well, I'm gambling on it. I put my money on it. So that gives me that. No, it doesn't. Like, you still have to adhere to social standards, man. Like, all right, it sucks. You wanted an over on a guy and he didn't get it. He dropped a pass that he should have caught in the fourth quarter and it cost you $100.
Yeah.
Tough break. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
But that's the thing about it.
You don't get to go be a jerk to him about it.
But they don't understand that part about it.
Yeah.
They don't understand that part.
Here's my solution on the back end, and this is even less likely to get passed than Charlie Baker. Okay, you can yell at him for it, but they get to punch you in the face.
Why not?
Yeah,
but because
we good?
No. I love that idea right there. But it always goes back to
the professional athlete gets a free shot.
It's your job. It's your job because you're absolutely damn right.
It is.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. It is my job to catch the football. It's my job to run the football. It's my job
to
tackle.
I tried to catch it. I made a mistake.
Hey, damn! Oh, hold on. John in Vegas. he has a prop bet on this one on this play right here.
I better make sure I try harder.
Make sure I try harder for John also, at MGM.
John in Vegas, who is probably what professionally? What do you think John in Vegas does? He's
a candle maker.
He's a candle maker.
Yes.
He's probably dipped the wrong wick every once in a while. Everybody makes mistakes at their jobs. You know what I mean? I don't know much about candle making, man.
I don't know either. But
I don't know very much about candle making.
The wick part just threw me.
I don't know, because it sounds like something else.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It's okay.
Let's dip our wick in a Braves conversation. First of all, read the Ronald Acuna article.
Please.
Second,
it's awesome.
Can Ronald Acuna repeat as NL MVP?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why would he?
He absolutely can.
When you're the level of him, when you're Shohei, Freddie, Mookie, you know, Mike Trout, mm-hmm. Bryce Harper, when you're as good as Judge, when you're as good as these guys, you're always.
And yet none of them
you're
have.
Always.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy as hell.
None of those guys have repeated it as MVP. I know Otani's done it twice, but there was a year in between. The last person to repeat as MVP was Cabrera, I think in 12 and 13. And that guy was on a different stratosphere for a while with what he was doing at the plate. He can repeat it.
Yeah.
The hard part about repeating it as MVP is your past success is then used as the standard.
Yes.
So, like, if Ronald Acuna doesn't go 40-70 this mm-hmm. year and just goes, like, 38-62, mm-hmm. you're like, well, he took a step back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all about what the expectation is, and right now living up to the standard that he's setting is almost going to be impossible, even though I think he can do it.
I know he can do it. And I think that's the thing. If Ronald's healthy, he's going to flirt with those same numbers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We know that. We know that.
When
he's healthy, he is just that good, and he's willing, and he likes stealing bags, and we know that, you know, it's not as big a deal as it once was. Some people want to make it. Now, I'm not saying me. The bags are bigger. People don't steal as much as they do.
Yeah, I don't get into that. I think that's stupid.
Because you can only throw the ball the first. I mean, there's so many.
No, I understand. I agree
that all that crap.
The stolen base isn't as much of a part of the game as it once was. I mean, that's inarguable. There's just less steals per season. But the value of the stolen base isn't any less because the bags are bigger or whatever.
Yeah, you know,
if that was true, why wouldn't stolen bases be up across the board? That's the thing. You can't devalue the thing without putting it into the context of history. But again, that's asking people to be logical and intelligent.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's what we're here for. To be logical for you.
Yeah, if you're one of those guys, and I don't know what the odds are for him going into the season and everything like that. But I mean, when you are one of those top dogs, you're always in the mix.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
as long as Ronald Acuña's healthy, he's going to be an MVP front runner for the next 7 years.
Because what do they always do every year, Andy? Well, I'm talking about those guys. They put up the numbers. Mm-hmm. They put them up, and then
back your baseball card.
You have to beat them out. You know what I mean? The baseball card thing. They had ESPN did a really good thing on Ron Washington this morning. It was freaking awesome. Ron been around a long time.
Yeah.
Ron has been a long time.
I have a Ron Washington card from when he played for the Indians.
Yes.
And it must be the 40s.
Dude,
like
Ron's been
late
around.
Late 40s,
Ron's
obviously.
Been around a long time.
Yeah, but it must be. It's from a long time. Yeah, Ron Washington's been in baseball forever. Longer than either one of us has been alive.
Yeah.
Like by far.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
One, two, three, here we go.
It's Andy and Randy.
That's really fresh, isn't it?
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Come on, man. Oh, goodness. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. I hate when we do that because, you know, I want to tell everybody everything, but goodness, I'm not saying that. And probably only maybe you will. I don't know.
No, I won't say that. Say that on the mic. I love him. It's just, you know, he's a weird looking cat.
Yeah. They're just doing an interview right now with Spencer Rattler on NFL Network. And. Yeah, he's got his South Carolina State flag hat on, one of those ropes on it, that kind of hats you don't like.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I'm curious. I don't pay attention. The hats with the rope over the brim.
Yeah.
And we still don't know why they do that.
It's just like retro.
Retro.
That's
okay.
The only thing I can come up with.
Okay, I never understood that.
But yeah, he's got one of those on and he's just doing an interview.
Yeah, man.
Talking football.
And there's nothing else wrong with it.
Yeah. The lighting looks good.
Yeah,
on his shot.
He's just real, like, you know, because I thought he had you know, didn't have eyebrows.
Yeah, like alopecia.
Yeah, but he had alopecia.
Like a Charlie Villanueva.
Yeah, but he does not. He's just, you know, he's so light skinned, you can't see his damn eyebrows. That's it.
Oh, so I guess you will say it. All right. Yeah. We'll get to the big story of the day.
It looks like that, you know, like he got him drawed on.
I think on top of that, he's a ginger.
Can we say that? I guess I have a daughter who is. So I'm
Tara's
to
a
say
ginger.
I'm just kidding.
My girlfriend's a ginger.
I'm just kidding.
Is that offensive these days?
Probably. Just really redheaded.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's what I like.
Yeah.
A ginger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm-hmm. He's a ginger.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just go to Bo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get to the back page. Bo Johnson.
Bringing you the stories that
hot.
Didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Every redhead that I know of refers to themselves as a ginger. So I don't think it's offensive. If it's offensive out there, redheaded people, including my own girlfriend, please let me know.
Yeah, I don't.
But it is 2024.
You never know.
You never know.
So that Ronald Acuna article, if that doesn't just bring up like memories of past times or whatever, like who doesn't have a stick ball or a tape ball or something like that story? I actually have one of my own that happened not too long ago. So shout out to a good friend of mine, J.K. Lockhart, who was actually at UGA around the same time you were, Randy. So he's a huge fan of yours. J.K. and I used to open up Outbacks together when we were both managers. So way up at the Outback Steakhouse in Commerce, Georgia, we were there for about a month opening up that place. We would go out back of this restaurant because it has a really big parking
lot.
We would go out back of the Outback, use the cardboard part of a roll of tape with the last parts of the roll of tape and make a ball out of it, unscrew a little mop stick, and play stickball just
That's
to
awesome.
Unwind.
Yeah.
But a great article for real. Check it out. So you mentioned streaming earlier, Randy. So now it's about time where we're all going to have to play How Much Would You Pay? So the Rockies, MLB is rolling out Rockies coverage this season. They do have a price guide here. So what you can do, you can get MLB TV, which is what I do every year for $200. And you get every out-of-market game that you can watch.
But you can't get local, right?
Except for local because they are blacked out. Now, if you want to get a single team, this is what it looks like it's going to be. Rockies TV this season, $99.99 for the whole season. So you can pay $200 for MLB TV, everybody, or $100 for what will end up being your specific team.
And that's even if
the
you
Braves
live in Denver?
Are going to end up being, yeah.
That's local?
So this is all Rockies games, no blackouts. So $100.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, I would do that.
For the Braves?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd do for the Braves.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not another team, but that's where we're headed, though.
I mean, I'm doing 80 for the damn United. So, yeah, of course.
But you get other stuff with the Apple subscription, though. If you...
Yeah, right. Of course. Yeah. Other stuff that comes with that, too. No, but you have to have Apple TV and then a special MLS subscription as well.
Yeah.
Which we all have, and it's worth it.
Yeah, of course.
Major League Soccer.
So, the Dodgers are getting a new piece of furniture at Dodger Stadium this season. A 4,000-pound, 8-foot-tall, Kasuga-style stone lantern, which was gifted to the Dodgers by Sotaro Suzuki to Walter O'Malley, who was the president of the Dodgers back in 1956.
Okay.
This statue was shipped to them in 1965 in 6 pieces, and they're going to put it up at Dodger Stadium this year.
They finally got Japanese superstar.
They got Yamamoto, and they got Otani.
Well, I guess they had Hideo Nomo.
Where's this thing been for the last 40
years? Storage?
They couldn't put it up for Nomo?
Yeah, it's been in storage.
Didn't Nomo lose, like, Rookie of the Year?
So it was gifted to them because they invited this guy to the opening of Dodger Stadium.
Okay.
So he gifted him this statue that's, like, 8 foot tall. And they just put it in a barn somewhere?
Yeah,
maybe they forgot.
It's been in storage. Yeah, that's all it is.
What's that back there?
Old boy game was this?
Remember that giant Japanese lantern we got in the 60s?
Yeah, that thing been in storage.
Yeah, that's crazy. Is that guy who gave it to him still alive, do you think?
He's I'm not 100%
sure. I was wondering if you guys even had it. I was hoping you guys would put this up.
Like, he had this thing made by a stone manufacturer in Japan.
Well, yeah, I was like, do they have
and
to
had it shipped
do
here?
They, like, do they have to like put it
Jesus,
out with it?
Dodgers?
Because he's alive. But do you have something like that was given to you by somebody that the only time you put it out is you have to put it out when they come to your house?
Oh, maybe it isn't one of those things.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. And you know all the Japanese fans. Yeah,
if he ever comes back,
media
to
are going
to
be everywhere.
Yeah, that's what
now.
I'm saying. Like, oh, he's coming back. Get up, hey, let's go. Hey, hurry up, put that thing up.
If he was ever coming back, it's going to be this year.
Yeah. Hey, I'm trying to you up.
I'm trying to think. Well, I'm sure we do. Like, I'm sure we have some. We have some stuff.
It's
like
usually
that,
your wife's, though. Oh, we don't know. We've been forgetting about everything.
Yeah, no, we've definitely got some stuff that's like, I don't know, like you put it at the center of the table.
Yeah.
What do you even call that? Like, centerpiece or something like that? And it's like, oh, yeah, they're coming over. Better put that out in the middle so they think we have it out there all the time. We have some of that kind of stuff. It didn't cost that much money, and it didn't come in eight pieces.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That thing came in storage.
So here's one that you I've never actually seen. I watch a lot of baseball. I've played baseball most of my life. Never heard of this happening to an individual. But Yankees outfielder Oscar Gonzalez 2 days ago, probably released from the hospital by now because I printed this article yesterday. In Mexico, playing an exhibition game against Diablos Rojas del Mexico, fouled a ball off and hit himself in the eye.
Oh, in the
damn
eye. Ooh.
Right orbital fracture. Hit himself in the eye. That's almost seems impossible.
Yeah, the angle on that.
Hit himself in the eyeball.
That's
you don't come back from that.
Yeah, that's very painful.
I mean, he's probably going to start the season in the minors anyway, but he's going to start the season on the IL.
Oh, yeah, Doug.
I thought you were going to say he fouled it off his man region.
That would be horrible also.
Do you know in the history of the Seattle Mariners, they have more players that have ruptured?
Scherzer tried to do that. He did do that when Scherzer was butting one time. Didn't he hit himself in the face?
In the face?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Because we were talking about Beltre months ago when he went in the Hall of Fame. He ruptured his Yeah. And then played the rest of the game.
He stayed in the game.
Mariners have had that happen to five different guys. Mariners have five ruptured testicles and only four playoff series victories in their franchise history. So, little Mariners fact for you. Yeah, just explodes, right?
Yeah. Man, yeah.
I can't say it.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Speaking of getting hit in the face, if you're not squeamish, you can go check this one out on the interwebs. Cheyenne Haidari gets into a boxing match with Portor Thor Petrachung.
That
sounds like
sound
a Norwegian.
Like a good guy to fight.
He's a freaking Viking.
Doesn't sound like the right guy to fight.
Portor hit Cheyenne so hard in the face that he actually moved his nose onto the other side of his face. You'll have to Google this. He fell to his knees, covered his face.
Dude.
He literally rearranged
his face. The fight
was
literally called off
because
of this injury.
And they were fighting like, you remember on, have you seen Kickboxer with Jean-Claude Van
Damme? Yeah,
You remember that? Him and Chong, whatever.
Tong Po.
Tong Po were fighting in that tomb.
Yeah, and they dip it in the glass.
Yeah, that's what those are the wraps they were fighting with.
Seriously?
Not the glass.
Oh, okay.
Not the glass.
But remember when they did that? In the glue and in the glass?
Yes, with those same type of wraps that they had on it in Kickboxer. That's what they were fighting with. And, dude, the slow motion part, Bo, of how his nose moves when he hits him.
And it just stays there.
And it just stays right there? Dude.
Usually you hit somebody in the nose and it kind of bounces back, or at least it's, it's like on the other side. It's like under his eyeball.
Dude, he rocked him, and it just
looks like a Picasso painting now.
Man,
it's an abstract human.
Awful.
Remember when Tong Po was warming up?
Just
kicking the pillar?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the whole building shaking, and they're like, what's that? And he walked back there, and it's just Tong Po.
Tong Po.
And then when Jean-Claude had to kick down the palm tree to get ready for him.
Man.
Can you imagine if you had to kick down a palm tree?
It
would take forever.
Tong Po.
So it's funny that Abe brought that hat in here today. That's I guess been down on the eighth floor that PETA had gifted him.
Yes.
So it was who was it? It was like the Royals and the Angels actually did start calling their bullpen the arm barn.
Yes.
Which was because PETA got offended by bullpens being called bullpens.
Yes. It's dumb to change it because they were offended.
Yes.
But arm barn is a way funnier name than bullpen.
Like, it is
arm barn is an amazing.
It is funnier. Bo,
I wish they called it that.
You ain't gonna wear that hat, are you?
If it didn't say PETA on the back, I probably would.
Well, that's cool what Abe said the same thing. You cannot wear that hat.
It's an awesome hat.
No, it isn't.
It says it has an arm on it. And it says like "Welcome to the arm barn."
Okay, here's the deal.
It.
Here's what we'll do. We'll take a picture of it, and we'll have a poll question: is this an awesome hat? Yes or no?
No,
I'm down.
I think it's great.
I think it's a great.
It's like
hat.
A perfect poll question. You know, some shows around here like to do
who
should be the opening day starter. You do with the free agency
money? Put the whole hat.
Oh, yeah, two pictures.
But I can't, that's my thing, though. I can't not unsee the whole hat.
You have to see the PETA patch.
Yeah.
Front and back.
Yeah.
But and then the question is just, is this an awesome hat?
No, it's an awesome hat.
No, it's not.
Yes, it 100% is. So I know who PETA's going to come after next. So former NBAer Matt Barnes just recently moved. So he has lots of boxes in his old house and ran across a big, scary possum.
Oh, he's just standing tall. He's not even moving when I hit him with. Get the out of here.
He's throwing
stuff. Come on, bro, what you doing? The knives are right above him, though, so I'm stuck. What's bro gonna do?
Dude.
F*** out of here, bro. Like, he wants to scrap for
Possums
real.
Possums can't fight.
No, they can't.
I'm gonna go get a golf club.
There you go. Go get a golf club and, hey, redecorate the damn wall in possum blood.
Go pick it up and throw it outside. He has his whole house.
I don't want to touch a possum at all.
He has his whole kitchen blocked off, barricaded with all these boxes that were inside of his house.
Sure.
It's like a 9-minute video.
Dude.
You can just kind of scoot it outside with a stick or something.
I don't
want to
scoot nothing. I'm going to obliterate
it. Yeah, that possum has to die.
Yeah.
Possums kill
pests. I'm a pacifist.
Pests.
But if a possum's in my house, I want that possum dead.
If you had a possum around your house, that rat wouldn't have been there.
Good point.
Just saying.
I don't care.
That rat had to die, too.
That rat had to go.
I didn't kill him with my bare hands.
They carry diseases.
But I set a trap that murdered him.
Possums need to be slaughtered.
I celebrated, celebrated the murder of that rat also.
No, they're not.
They are.
Bo, real quick. Bo, do they eat rat where you from?
Eat rats?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They eat rats, bugs, snakes.
Yeah. No. Not possums. Do humans eat rats? That's what you're asking.
Yeah, are you asking me if humans eat rats in Louisiana?
He's asking if your family eats rats.
I follow this dude on Instagram. He's called the Cajun Man. And he was out there in the swamp.
Was it Nutra?
Yeah. And his boat was full of rats. And he was talking about dinner time.
Abe's so mad we haven't gone to break yet. I guess we probably better go to break.
I've never eaten a Nutra. No.
Don't do that. No. It's disgusting. Big story of the day coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.